How to win the war against Antichrist technocracy. Plus, free Christmas gifts from Pelican Plus. Offense plus defense equals victory. I grew up playing what I tell my kids is real football, that is, international football, i.e. soccer. Most of the world is poor, and so soccer is a great sport. The only cost is really a ball. You can make a goal out of anything. However, here in the States, where we are swimming in money, even our poor, we have this glorious sport known as American football. In that sport, there's two separate sets of players. One side plays offense and tries to score points. The other side plays defense and tries to pound the other team into the dirt, preventing their points. Perhaps a war metaphor would be better. You have to have your castle, which is your defense, which protects you from the Vikings invading your town. When the Vikings get here, all the elders, women, and children go inside the castle because it is defensive against attack. Those Vikings are rude pagans. They don't have the military technology to breach the walls. Then you have your knights, who are your offense. They charge outside the castle and cut down the Vikings and save the women and children from rape and slavery. The fact is, you really can't win a war without a good offense and defense. If you have offense but no defense, the enemy will outflank you and take your wives and children into slavery. If you have defense without offense, the Vikings will just lay siege to the castle and then starve you out. Unfortunately for us as Catholics, we've been losing the war because we have no defense and our offense is minimal. The Antichrist technocracy is the enemy. The church militant is called militant, says the Roman Catechism, because it wages eternal war with the world, the flesh, and the devil. The main form that the enemy takes these days is the Antichrist technocracy. I have a five-part series about this recently at 1 Peter 5, and me and Salmon sat down last week to talk about it on his podcast. This is the war. And here's the bad news. The Antichrist technocracy is winning this war. Like I said, it's because we have zero defense and our offense is pretty minimal. As a result, we're culturally surrounded by Skynet, which is swallowing our souls and our children alive, literally, but in a spiritual sense. For a while, we had this confraternity known as the Legion of Decency that brought the beast of evil images, aka pornography, to its knees. But that confraternity was dismantled when the American Empire swallowed the errors of Russia in the 1960s and lay Catholics stopped going to mass and doing penance, and bad clergy destroyed our tradition. Since then, the Antichrist technocracy has tightened its grip around the neck of the mystical body of Christ worldwide. Here's the good news. Jesus Christ is king. The Antichrist is he, quote, whom the Lord Jesus shall kill with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Don't forget, this is a part of Christmas. Read the collect for Christmas Eve. We have to do our part in that destruction of Antichrist by destroying all of his precursors, the Antichrists, as the Holy Ghost says, quote, even now there are become many Antichrists, 1 John 2:18. 1 Peter 5 exists as our offensive attack against the Antichrist technocracy. All of our content is free for everyone, so we plunge in against the algorithm beast wherever he roams in the digital lands, attempting by the Immaculata to crush this beast's idol to powder and subject this beast to Christ as king. That's why you need to chip in something for our year-end fundraiser. We're a nonprofit. This helps us charge out of the castle into the war with Antichrist and his digital Vikings. PelicanPlus.com, however, is our digital castle. This is our defense against the algorithm beast and his Antichrist technocracy. This allows families to use modern technology without ads, without AI, and without nasty filth. You just decide anywhere you go, YouTube, internet, Twitter, you just a sideways glance away from pornography or other evils that are even more subtle. Pelican Plus also shows the world that there's an alternative to the rat race known as the algorithm beast. There is a thing called truth, goodness, and beauty. And there's a thing called Catholic social teaching, which is how economics is supposed to work. PelicanPlus.com, from its digital system to its business model to its content, is 100% Catholic from top to bottom. We would rather die than pinch incense to the algorithm beast. We are here to destroy the Antichrist technocracy. God wills it. But this army fights with a smile and a song. You know why? And suddenly there was the angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." For Christmas, Pelican Plus is giving away our Christmas collection for free to everyone. Just click the link below and create a free account. Go to PelicanPlus.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless.